Praised be Jesus and Mary. This morning, we're told that while the apostles and disciples were waiting for the coming of the Holy Spirit, there was a solemn act to be performed on the part of the church, which couldn't be postponed. The place of Judas had to be filled, and St. Peter, as the vicar of Christ, arose to announce the divine decree, what the Holy Spirit had spoken by the mouth of David concerning Judas. He said that this must be fulfilled. A choice had to be made of one among those who had been their companions from the beginning, who could bear witness to the resurrection of Jesus. And two were named, two of equal merit, Joseph and Matthias. And we just heard that after praying to God, who knows the hearts of all men, they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Matthias. And St. John Chrysostom points out in this morning's office of readings, he says, they all prayed together, saying, "You, Lord, know the hearts of men. Make your choice known to us." Not we, they said, you. Appropriately, they said that he knew the hearts of men because the choice was to be made by him, not by others. They spoke with such confidence because someone had to be appointed. And they didn't say choose, but make known to us the chosen one, the one you choose, they said, fully aware that everything was preordained by God. So they drew lots, for they didn't think themselves worthy to make the choice of their own accord, and therefore, they wanted some sign, for their instruction. Now, the name of Matthias isn't mentioned anywhere else in the New Testament, but according to ancient tradition, handed down by Saint Clement of Alexandria and confirmed by Eusebius and Saint Jerome, Saint Matthias was one of the 72 disciples of our Lord, and he was diligent in teaching the absolute necessity of mortifying the flesh with its irregular passions and desires. We also know from tradition that he preached in Judea, where he was persecuted by both Jews and Gentiles alike, and he died by stoning in the year 63. His body was taken to Rome by Saint Helena, the mother of Constantine, some 250 years later. So just what was the holiness of Saint Matthias? Obviously, he was suited for apostleship by his experience of being with Jesus from his baptism to his ascension. We also know that he must have been suited personally, or, he wouldn't have been nominated for so great a responsibility. It's said that the fundamental holiness of Saint Matthias was his receiving gladly the relationship with the Father offered him by Jesus and completed by the Holy Spirit. You know, if the apostles are the foundation of our faith by their witness, then they must also be reminders, you know, that that holiness is entirely a matter of God's giving, and that he offers it to all of us, you know, just in the everyday circumstances of our life. So, you know, if we find ourselves growing impatient, angry, tempted, or uncharitable, you know, we shouldn't be surprised. I mean, you know, how else are we going to be able to grow in holiness? You know, all of these circumstances are permitted by God to enable us, you know, to give us an opportunity to practice virtue, to increase our trust, to deepen our relationship with our Heavenly Father. Well, therefore, let us ask Our Lady to help us to see all these opportunities that we're given every day, you know, to grow in holiness. And not only to see them, but to take advantage of them.